This is The Matrix News, a podcast production of Matrix New World, featuring profiles in innovation, restoration, and courage in the world of environmental engineering.
Hello and welcome to the latest episode of The Matrix Podcast. Today we're speaking with Sean Savage, who is the Director of Land Development at Matrix in the office in Eatontown, New Jersey. Hi, Sean. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good, and we really appreciate you coming on and talking to us about the issue of affordable housing. Can you just give us an idea of what's going on with affordable housing and how Matrix plays a role?
So, affordable housing, you're correct, and it's, certainly a major issue throughout the United States, in particular with New Jersey. It's been going on for many decades at this stage. Various rulings, et cetera, have set standards which municipalities would need to meet. The most recent ones that have come up have reinforced the requirement of municipalities to provide affordable housing, which, in many respects, I like to refer to as a workforce housing. These are, younger teachers, new police officers. Those types of occupations are many times the people who are living in these affordable housing units. In New Jersey, there's, as mentioned, there's been a need for many decades now. Through the years, there's been mixed response from the townships in terms of providing or not providing this affordable housing. Recent rulings have, I think, kind of put more pressure on the towns to comply with these requirements for their fair share of affordable housing, which I think in terms, provides opportunities for developers to, for a project for themselves, but also to do something good to the communities.
What role does Matrix play in the process of getting affordable housing built in New Jersey?
Matrix, role varies from town to town and project to project. We're able to cover a wide range of the services that an affordable housing development would require, usually starting with our planning services department, which helps townships determine what their requirement is under the current regulations, helps them locate potential sites that may work for a development. We also work with developers trying to locate sites in given townships as well. We were also able to provide civil site plan work for developers or townships in terms of getting approvals for the aforementioned sites. From that time, we kind of walk the developers or the townships through the whole process and try to make it as easy as possible for them.
One of the things that's been said is that Matrix probably works with the largest and most prominent developers who provide affordable housing. Why do you think that Matrix has found that niche?
I think, two things is the first I would always think is the response you're going to get from us. So we pride ourselves on what's called customer service. And so, we'll get back to the clients, whether it's a township or a developer, quickly, as quick as possible. And the other major benefit, I think, of using Matrix is the expertise we can bring in terms of meeting any kind of deadlines. A lot of these affordable housing projects, pretty much all the affordable housing projects, are relying upon funding of some level, which have placed restrictions in terms of when they need to have approvals by. So Matrix is adept at meeting those really short deadlines and getting a good finished product into the townships to get the approvals that are required to begin construction.
How is Matrix different from, say, the small engineering shops? Like, what makes it so that these developers would want to hire Matrix as opposed to, one or two or three member engineering shop?
I think the big issue there also goes back to just the responsiveness of Matrix. So a smaller one or two, three man shop, although they could probably do a great job on one project at a time, or, a smaller redevelopment project or affordable housing project, Matrix can handle multiple projects at the same time for multiple clients or multiple sites for the same client. And so we are able to move resources, staff around in order to meet any deadlines for multiple clients. So I think that's the biggest benefit.
So when Matrix goes, or when a developer goes in front of a land use board, I would assume that, time is money. So what are some of the tools that Matrix has to expedite land use approvals?
The first thing we would always do up front would be doing a due diligence in terms of site constraints. This would include things as, going through the ordinance to see what the township's going to look for in terms of the various zoning requirements, setbacks, land coverages, things such as that. You also are going to look at things that may slow a project down in the future, you know, like the amount of landscaping a project may need or parking requirements, any of those types of things that could typically come out during the review process from the township professionals. If we can know those up front and have the plans address those issues prior to submission, it saves everyone time. Another benefit that we like to do is to have an informal meeting with the township professionals prior to making that submission. So once we have a layout set down and we have a draft set of plans, you know, we'll call up the town engineer or town planners and try to have a meeting to sit down with them and get their input in an informal process before we even get to a board hearing. Again, getting those township professionals on board prior to the hearing is key to getting approved in one night.
Sean, what are some of the favorite projects you've worked on?
Mainly focused, a lot of these have been in Jersey City, Newark, et cetera. One of the ones I like best, you know, Newark is a Baxter Park South project, as mentioned previously. Again, these are perfect examples of taking a blighted area and making it better, not just for the city, but you're making it better for these tenants of that building to move back into something that is just much better than what they had before. This goes on in a lot of townships, but that's always a great thing to see. Another one that, you know, I find is a nice project is one that we've done in Jersey City, which is a Harry Moore project. Again, this one was a multi-phase project. This was, you know, started many years ago. Most recently, we completed the phase four of this redevelopment project. But again, it's you know, an old housing development or housing authority development that is being torn down and rebuilt into a better use for that property and just a better situation overall for the tenants. You know, safer units for these people, a safer environment for the kids, and it's just great all around.
And so in these types of projects, you know, give us an example of what Matrix's role was in making these projects happen.
Projects typically begin with us consulting with potential developer in terms of looking at the site restrictions on it, you know, zoning ordinance review, things like such as that. We also then provide the survey work for the project. This is, you know, going out and detailing the existing conditions of a property. We then move on into site plan preparation. This is laying out the building as a sidewalks, adding landscaping and lighting to a site, you know, looking at how the sanitary sewer and water connections, et cetera, would be done. And, you know, then we, you know, we'll move on to, you know, helping the client during construction with construction administration services, depending on the level, you know, they need us at involved. We'll be out there, you know, most of the time, or we can be out there on call. And we generally finish with an as-built survey at the end of the project, where our survey crews go out again and detail what was actually constructed on the site.
So really, from the beginning to the end.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's the best, I feel, for both the developer, you know, and ourselves, is to be involved early and work through the project through the whole way. This saves the client money and time because they're not teaching someone else how to do a certain part of a project. We know where everything is hidden. We know where all the issues are. We know where, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it just works better where you have I always like to think of it as the one-stop shop, which is, as far as the client knows, they come to me or whoever the project manager is on a given project, and we can answer whatever question they need. They don't need to go track down multiple people at multiple companies.
And you know what? At the end of the day, it means better quality housing for people in these communities.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the bottom line of these projects. Is it's, you know, it's more than just building a office building or a commercial store. This is something that's going to directly impact people and make their lives better. Can't ask for anything more.
Well, thank you. We're here with Sean Savage, who's the Director of Land Development at Matrix in Eatontown, New Jersey. And Sean, thanks again for speaking with us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Matrix News, a podcast production of Matrix New World. Thanks so much for tuning in. For more information about Matrix New World's important work and our family of consultants, engineers, planners, developers, and experts who make it happen, visit us at matrixnewworld.com. That's matrixneworld.com. Or send an email to info@matrixnewworld.com. Thanks again for listening.